Do you want to lead off? We welcome you back to Crunch Time, the home stretch on a Tuesday. You want to be the leadoff guy?
Yeah, I'll go first. To ESPN College Football's graphic team, I ask.
What are you doing?
ESPN posted a picture of the 14 different places that they went to this season for College Game Day, like Seattle, Houston, Tennessee, Clemson, Annapolis, and then Wyoming? Oh, no, that's right. They didn't go get to see the Cowboys, but they did go to Boulder, Colorado. However, the graphics team clearly hasn't been to the Midwest, looked at a map, or thought the odds that anyone online would actually know where Colorado is. But people noticed. They eventually deleted the tweet. But still, to ESPN College Football's graphics team, I ask, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
The parent in me opens with Dabo Swinney, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Nothing sends a worse message than rewarding bad behavior. And as you know, if you're a regular listener, I'm obsessed with time management. The NFL, highest level of college, you see it in NBA and college hoops. And this is not somebody who's questioning play calling or scheme. It's math. Set the stage. Deshaun Watson runs for a yard to the Bama 32. Clock reads 1:01 left. They've got 2 timeouts, and they're losing. It's 3rd and 3. The completion to Renfro comes with 28 seconds left. They killed more than half the game, and it worked out. It's like telling a child, whatever you do, don't do X. They ignore you, and it works out. Bad behavior rewarded, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Adidas, I ask.
What are you doing?
Reebok is the current provider of NHL jerseys, and next season that right is going to be passed on to Adidas, and that's okay. But what's not okay is Adidas isn't going to allow teams to have third or alternate jerseys to wear. Just boring old home and away for all 31 teams next season, including the Las Vegas joining night or Golden Knights. I mean, I get it takes a lot for a company to get their legs under them into a new sport, but you can't even offer an alternate jersey to teams? Adidas supplies jerseys to countless soccer teams all over the world, colleges, high schools, and you're saying adding the possibility of a third jersey to maybe not even 31 teams would be too much? So to Adidas, I ask.
What are you doing?
Another favorite in this segment, to Skip Bayless, we ask.
What are you doing?
So as last night's game wound down and Deshaun Watson was working his magic, leading the Tigers to a title, someone retweeted Mr. Never Writes' tweet from earlier in the game. Here's the quote. This game has turned into an unfortunate joke. Clemson has lost heart because its leader has inexplicably lost his way. That's pretty accurate.
What are you talking about, Skip?
So that's from the first half, and apparently this was the first game he's ever watched. Didn't dawn on Chuckles the Clown that football's a 4-quarter game. Players and coaches learn as they go along. Some get tired. Some get the hot hand. This just in. Skip Bayless is a fraud, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Pep Guardiola, manager of Manchester City, I ask.
What are you doing?
Pep's City side was able to beat Burnley about 2 weeks ago with 10 men, winning 2-1. A result any coach would take, being down a man and still getting the full 3 points against a side that's going to be battling regulation like Burnley. Not Pep. He reacted in his post-game interview like his team was beaten 5-0, putting on his ultimate crybaby face and acted like his team needed to be better and it was the refs that were against him and his tactics weren't working and the players weren't buying in. Get over it, man. You won. Your tactics were supposed to be great, and they were in Spain and Germany, but it's the Premier League. This is the toughest league in the world for a reason. Just don't be a sore loser. So to Pep Guardiola, I ask.
What are you doing?
Speaking of, to FIFA, the Fédération Internationale de Football Association, I ask.
What are you doing?
Expanding the World Cup field? Really? You know, I like soccer. I like the World Cup a lot. But being a novice or more common fan, I know it's really difficult for certain countries just to make the field of 32. Now they're jacking it up by 50% to 48, which also means the qualifying will begin about a half hour after the World Cup trophy is awarded. It's like the talk of expanding the NCAA field to 96. Same logic. If you can't convince us you're one of the 68 best college teams, you don't belong. You can't make your case as one of the top 32 countries on earth. You don't belong. Could you even name 32 countries off the top of your head?
I can only think of 31 right now.
Really? Well, work on that fourth one. And remember, you can't count Trinidad and Tobago as two.
It's only 29 then.
It's a classic case of more is not better, as we ask.
What are you doing?